From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. As migrants tried to avoid Hungary's closed borders, Serbia shuttled them in buses towards Croatia. A small Serbian border village became their last stop in Serbia. VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports from Bezdan.
A steady stream of migrants are arriving on buses and taxis in the Serbian border village of Bezdan, which is only 1 kilometer away from the Croatian border. Here they're receiving help from the Red Cross. The Serbian Red Cross has set up a table here. Families are receiving aid, mostly women and children. You can see the relief on people's faces after a long journey. They seem welcome in Serbia. We heard a woman say, "Thank you, Serbia." She went up to the police officer and said, "Thank you, Serbia." We had a family pose for photographs. We have people smiling. They feel like they have gone through a lot, and now it seems a relief to them that a country is helping them go through with aid supplies. So from here, these migrants will walk 1 kilometer to the border of Croatia. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Bezdan.
Babar Balak is a UN High Commission for Refugees spokesman. He had this to say.
We have responded to humanitarian emergencies within hours. Within 3 days, we can put in place mechanisms for refugee arrivals, registration, up to 5.5 million people or 750,000 people. We can empty our warehouses in Dubai, Copenhagen and other places. We know how to do the job, but the responsibility, the moral and legal responsibility here is on the countries in the European Union.
If you would like more information on this story, please visit our website at voanews.com. The United States says it is considering direct talks with Russia in the midst of growing concerns about the Russian military buildup in Syria and the Kremlin's professed willingness to send combat units to the war-torn Middle East nation. Secretary of State John Kerry said President Barack Obama believes such discussions with Moscow are important as the U.S. and its allies seek to resolve the worsening crisis in Syria and the flood of refugees from that civil war now flooding Europe. Russia is one of Assad's staunchest allies. A group of Taliban militants attacked an Air Force base in northwestern Pakistan early Friday, killing at least 29 people and wounding many others. Military spokesperson Major General Asim Bajaw told reporters that militants wearing paramilitary forces uniforms entered the residential compound of the Badhabar Air Base near Peshawar in two groups. One of the groups stormed a mosque where base staff were offering early morning prayers, he said, adding that the attack left 16 worshippers dead. The other group of militants attacked another area of the compound, killing several other people. Bajwa said a quick reaction force reached the base and engaged the attackers, killing 13 of the militants. A U.S. diplomat says efforts are underway to convince Burkina Faso group coup leaders to restore the transitional government and let the country proceed with elections. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs Linda Thomas-Greenfield gave an exclusive interview to VOA's Miriama Diallo-Crandall in Washington Friday. Thomas Greenfield said there was no reason for the soldiers behind Wednesday's coup to seize power and arrest the legally recognized government of Burkina Faso. Thomas Greenfield said the U.S. ambassador in Burkina Faso and other officials have talked with the coup leaders who come from the presidential guard of former Burkinabe President Blaise Compaoré. A U.S. diplomat says his country and Cuba have a historic opportunity to work together to provide medical care for Haiti, still struggling to recover from a devastating 2010 earthquake that killed more than 200,000 people. Brian Chacon, Deputy Chief of Mission at the U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince, said Thursday that following the reestablishment of diplomatic ties between the U.S. and Cuba, the doctors of both countries could work together to help improve Haiti's dilapidated healthcare system. And global stock markets are responding cautiously Friday to the U.S. Federal Reserve's decision to hold off on raising interest rates. In a long-awaited announcement Thursday, the U.S. Central Bank decided to keep interest rates unchanged at the record low rate they have been at for several years. The Fed is still widely expected to raise rates before the end of the year. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.